Castle, Hudson Beth Incorporated.
We're gonna do it.
Give us any chance, we'll take it.
Hey everybody, I made it. Did I make it, Kevin? I made it.
Just barely, yes.
I had to go get my breathe tea because I forgot that something on the stove was boiling over, like the hot water was bubbling out of the... It's not my house, it's not my stove. Welcome to the show, everybody. So I need this breathe tea or I can't breathe. It's like the only thing that... Brought to you by breathe tea. It is the... Welcome to the show. Hey everybody, this is the Abed Hour Christmas. It's Christmas time. On the show today, we have me, myself, and Kevin, and then we also have Martin Olson. Welcome, Martin.
Thank you very much.
And don't forget we have Spencer. Excuse me?
Don't forget Spencer.
And no, Spencer, forget
I was,
me.
I was getting no, I was about to say Spencer as here as well. So Spencer.
No, forget me.
Do you want to be a guest or like a co-host? Because I have to mix it up.
Co-host.
What if I'm the host and you're the
so
guest?
I'm the co-host. No, I'm the guest.
Yeah. Martin's your guest. Co-host. And Kevin could be the band.
So, Kevin, do you have like a guitar or like a piano? Like some kind of
not
shit?
Here, but wow. in spirit.
Like one of those, okay. It's like you. It's like they have them now. They're like the calculators, but you press them and they have the beats. You know,
I have one at home.
Justin yeah. loved those things. I got a bunch too.
Someone had one and it was like a saxophone. So it was like a tiny like horn and it was like Japanese, but then it had the different settings. So you could be like, you know what I mean? Like I wanted that thing so bad because I was like, finally I can be a musician with this contraption.
Yeah, man. That they're cool. You got to get one.
I couldn't. The guy got the prize. It was like a contest kind of thing. I was at like a White Elephant and I didn't get that one, and I didn't have a chance to steal it because you know how you can steal, just like basses.
Martin, you know what I brought to White Elephant? What did you bring actually?
Oh, I brought something good, but like people don't read anymore. It was like a manga. It's called like The Witch and the Beast.
Okay.
And it was Kodansha comics, so I knew it was a good manga, and I bought that because you're not supposed to spend too much. And the person that got it was like, I don't even read.
I brought a bottle of Narcan.
What is that?
Narcan. It's like for when someone overdoses. Is a good gift.
Oh, that's
you never
oh,
like
that's helpful.
Yeah, it's like
I'm
people
always
fighting
overdosing.
Over it.
Yeah. I'm always like doing too many. Whatever drug it is, and I'm like, oh my god, another overdose. What are
it's
the odds?
Good if you know Andy Dick like recently overdosed, but someone had Narcan and they saved him.
Is it like something in a can?
Or yeah, like... or like a bottle. Yeah.
You just spray it up your nose or something? Uh-huh. Oh, Zycan.
No,
Zarcan.
Narcan. It's when you overdose. Narcan can save you from the brink of death, basically.
Do you find that you have to keep that on your person? Because a lot of
people keep
you...
it for like if they encounter like someone who's like overdosed on heroin in the street or something, and they're like, "Oh, well, I
could
save this homeless person's life."
On what? The street, I don't see how that's useful unless you're hanging out on the street.
Well, if you go into the street and someone's dying,
I think the problem is if you're around a lot of people overdosing, maybe the problem is where you are. You're in the wrong part of town.
Yeah, but if you're there, you gotta have some Narcan, man.
You know, so the other day, guys, I was at this restaurant and I was saying things that they were like, you can't say that anymore. And one of the things was, yeah, and one of them was Wigga, and they all freaked out. And I'm like, that doesn't, that's, I've said that for years. It doesn't mean anything. Plus, I'm white.
Of course, you idiot. It's a combo of the N-word with.
Yeah, you can't be saying Wigga.
Oh, you can't?
No.
What happened to me? How could I not know that?
You're a naive, wonderful, loving spirit.
But that's bad.
You're that pure I soul.
Mean,
you're
what
pure
if soul. I was at another place and there was a Wigga there?
That's even worse. Then you'd then no, he'd get
that
mad.
Could have happened. That could have happened is what I'm saying. I would have gotten shot.
Right,
it would have
yeah.
been like, oh, no, you didn't. And he brought the gun out to like, because the Wigga's like, look, here's my point. It's white people that are appropriating black culture, and those correct. People deserve no respect. They are a complete joke.
Unless
so I don't see how it's offensive.
Comics.
Unless you are one.
If you're satirizing, that's probably the only way you can get, you could do satire of racism now, I think.
It's not racist. It's like, it's a term that's like funny to me because it's like, you know, Vanilla Ice and Snow.
It's hilarious.
Former. It's like, yeah, like those guys are idiots because, first of all, it's racist of them to do a black character. And I'm calling them out by calling them the WI. I guess it's a bad word now.
Well, you're saying you're just saying he's acting like one. You're not saying it. You're just saying he's acting like
I'm pointing out the obvious. I'm like, everyone's thinking this.
I don't know. I don't know if everyone's thinking that.
I mean, come on, dude. Like, I'm saying, look, if Vanilla Ice walked down the street, Spencer, and he was like, yo, homie, what be do go? I actually met him. He was nice. And he's like doing that. You would be like, look at this mother Wigga. Look at the foot.
You're like, okay, so imagine a hypothetical situation where you're on my side. Well, I was in this situation in reality, and I wasn't even like that. But imagine you were, and you were like that.
I feel
I think
like
I wouldn't
Spencer.
Be like that. I'd be like, holy shit, it's Vanilla Ice. Holy shit. And he'd be like, no, this one goes do 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 do, and my one goes dun 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 dun. And I'm like, I know, you know.
Haven't you heard the song when he actually raps? He's like, yo, listen up. And it's like, I
know Vanilla Ice of it.
Yeah, I look like DiCaprio in that one battle after another, don't I?
Yeah, I was just saying that to Kevin.
It was good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That movie's fantastic, by the
oh,
way.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, you saw it, Martin?
I just saw it last night.
Oh, I'm wow. I got to see it.
Oh, it's highly so, recommended.
It's freaking, like, first of all, if that was my life, Martin, like, kill me. Like, I give you permission to just murder me because, like, on the run, and it's like every 2 seconds they could break down the door. I mean, I just can't imagine that life. I don't think I spoiled anything, did I?
It's what is going on anyways? There's so many good movies. I thought movies were horrible, and now suddenly they're all great.
Well, the thing is, the good movies are like the P.T. Andersons or the what's his face, the Knives Out guy, because
oh
they're people
God,
that
yeah.
do they're people that do their thing, and they don't have interference from like studios, or it's like a horror movie like Bring Her Back, where it's like an experimental concept that's just going crazy. You know, it's like, those are the best movies. I like this movie, Strange Darling, came out like 2 years ago that I thought was fantastic. And like no one saw it. And I was like, this is like the best movie I've ever seen. It was like so like like captivating, stunning, blew me away. And
well,
I did like
Weapons
a little bit.
That Ryan that? Johnson guy, what a writer he is. He's incredibly good.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he? That new one is fantastic.
It's just weird. Someone who's such a subtle, brilliant writer is such a good director, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I liked the first one, and then the second one lost me, and then this new one's good.
Oh, my God.
He
I was
brought
blown
it back.
Away by the second one, but they got better and better. That was my opinion.
I feel this third one brings it back, brings it right
oh
home.
My God,
it was a good movie. But anyway, sorry, guys. There's our
no.
talk.
It's great. I love it.
Oh, cool. So yeah, Spencer, what's new with you? What's on your scene?
Oh, you know, it's Christmas. I I just ate a Philly cheesesteak. My friend ordered a Philly cheesesteak from Pat's in Philly, which you can get on Gold Belly.
So they'll send it from Philly?
Yeah. Gold Belly lets you get like all the famous food. They'll like pack it and ship it so you could try it. Yeah.
Get out. Like it's wow.
Like a jet flies it in. Like
basically, yeah. It's
driveway.
It's a bit expensive, but for a gift or an occasion, it's like a really nice thing. We do it on some holidays and stuff. We've gotten brisket. We've gotten Cat's Deli before. We've gotten like barbecue. It's just kind of like a nice little event to like
barbecue from Texas.
Yeah. Kevin actually got me the barbecue and then I brought it over to these friends' house and had it. And I think that's the kind of thing that gave him the idea. But sometimes we like order.
Wasn't it cold by the time you got it to the friend's house though? It's like starting to really get cold.
Yeah. They pack it in ice and dry ice and stuff. And then they have these really exacting reheat instructions. So you can.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what happens if you touch the dry ice? I've heard it like singes your fingertips.
Well, you've seen Star Wars, right? Like Han Solo. It's that.
Oh, he does that?
A carbonite situation.
Oh, when he gets carbonized. Yeah, yeah. That's like the great... That's Empire. That's the greatest. That's like... I think the second movie is the best because of the fight at the end. Someone said something why Jedi sucks because they go, they did this fight. It's like, they already fought. It's like the greatest fight. And then they do it again in Jedi. Like, it's the first time. It's like George Lucas had a... like, he hit his head. He doesn't remember shooting it. And he's like, I don't think we got the shot. Let's shoot that fight. And they're like, it was in the last movie.
He hit his head.
Yeah, it's like he hit his head. Yeah. He's like, finally, we see Vader and Luke fight. And then someone's like, should we tell him?
Yeah.
Or maybe he's going to do it better this time. So everyone's quiet. They're like, oh, yes, Mr. Lucas. We'll shoot that fight immediately. Me and Acosta used to have a bit because we would talk about episode one. Like people that worked on it, like two people off to the side are like, hey, do you think this movie's bad? And the other guy's like, yeah, I thought I was the only one.
Oh.
And it's like, but they're both getting paid like a gazillion dollars. So they're like not saying shit. They're like, yes, Mr. Lucas. Like whatever you, a fart joke. Sure, Mr. Lucas. That sounds hilarious. It's like, it turns into The Mask.
Well, he's George Lucas. You can't say no. He's like the Star Wars guy.
Look, I love The Mask, okay, but it's not funny. It's a good movie. No, it's a good movie. You watch it now, though, Martin. I'm talking to Martin. The jokes are so stupid. They're just like a preschooler would laugh at them. You know, like someone's eyes popping out. Like, that's not funny.
Oh, I see. Well, what are you talking about this for? That's the most boring thing to talk about ever.
I compared episode one.
You're talking about reviewing the movie The Mask? This is what you think?
Yeah, I mean, I watched it again.
The Mask doesn't hold up.
Look, it's a good movie. It's like entertaining, and Jim Carrey's great. His acting is great. He's just not funny in it. Like, when he's The Mask, he's not Jim Carrey. He's The Mask. So it's the corniest jokes where he kind of goes like, smoke it, you know, then that's why is smoking funny?
You know, you're shameless. I insult you to your face and you just keep doing it. Keep talking to the man.
I know it's like from like 94, right?
He's smoking. That's like the best joke. That was a joke for years. Everybody was saying smoking for years.
I know it was quotable. But we didn't know what the fuck we were talking about. Like, it's like he says smoke. Is it because he looks like The Mask?
It's hard to explain. It just was funny.
Well, like if you're just like walking down the street and I'm like, hi, Spencer, and you go smoking, I'll be like, smoking what?
That would be like, fucking funny.
No, but it's because of The Mask. But if not The Mask, I'm saying, like, if you didn't have The Mask, you'd say that and I'd be confused. I'd be like, is this a bit? What's happening? You're smoking. Are you on fire? Are you okay?
You know what's so great because we all work in comedy is so many times you have to ask someone and with total sincerity, wait a minute, is this a bit?
Yeah.
It's really the only
I ask that all the time.
You can do this.
Because sometimes people say stuff and I'm like, this has to be a bit. Like you're not stupid.
Yeah. And then is it a bit or not?
Usually it's not.
I would say about 50% of the time. With me in my experience, 50% of the time, or they're lying.
Mm-hmm, I think they're lying because you catch them like off guard and they're not expecting you to like, no one's expecting you to call them out. And that's the thing about today. Everyone just runs rampant. because it's like cancelable if I go, oh, I think you're being stupid. You can't call a person stupid. How dare you? I'm like, no,
Yeah,
what you said is stupid.
if you
Like,
call
not
someone
you're
stupid, the
stupid.
next thing you know, they're starting to GoFundMe and they're like, Abed called me stupid, raise $100,000, you
Yeah, and
know.
the money, they're using the money to sue me. So it's
Abed
like,
tried to cancel
this is
me, you know.
the lawsuit, it goes right to the lawyer's pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I mean, I've been into court. It's a scary thing, because one time I was in court and the judge looked at my record and he just went, what's wrong here? This guy barely did anything.
What? Really?
Yeah, like, and I got away. I got off scot-free because it was just a bunch of like tickets for stuff, and it was like they were just meaningless things that piled
A
up, and it
great
was,
judge. Wow.
well,
He
he
said,
was sort of like, I'm dealing with
what is this for?
murderers.
He barely did anything? That's what he,
Well,
that's a.
he was like, a guy here has parking tickets and we have murderers to try to
Oh,
do
yeah,
trials.
good.
Like, come on.
Wow.
Like, it was like, get this out off my plate.
Oh,
And I'm
wait.
like,
The judge was having a nervous breakdown. You forgot to mention that.
yeah, he hit his head. So he hit his head before the court case. And so he was like,
Yeah, he
ding dong,
was.
everyone gets by.
They had to call a recess and a doctor came in.
Zarius, we have a situation here. And he's like, ah, yes, I'm Dr. Zarius. I check out all the judges. Let's see what judge
Poor judge realizes what was
turntable.
meaningless. Yeah.
Judge turntable, I called him.
Hey, he just walks out of court. He's like, what have I done with my life?
Yeah, they're like, sir, you have 10 more cases to what is it, trial? He has to adjourn. Or no, what does a judge do in court? What does he actually do? He just bangs a gavel.
He judges the trial.
But it's like one day someone goes, you're the judge. And then he just sits there like a big idiot.
That's
He gets the
how
hammer.
it
He
happens.
doesn't like something. He's like, order in this court. It's like, you're just a guy in a robe. And you have this hammer.
Yeah. Hey, you're not even wearing pants.
Well, yeah, he's naked under there. Can't someone just take it a gavel and be like, Your Honor, you're unfit to be judge. I take over court. Like, that
Yeah.
should be a thing.
I want, I just, I, we need a, like a whole series of stories of by Abed that start with, so one time I was in court. I just want to hear all of the stories.
I went
Abed
there.
court tales.
I mean, it's been it's there was worse times. There was times when I was like thrown in, jail. But
What?
like, I mean, I went to jail because I had all these like parking things that were piling up.
Get
And
out.
then, 'cause Kevin knows the story. It was like, I went there, and remember I told
Kevin,
the
that
RA.
generous soul
No,
bailed
Kevin's
out.
heard this, but I feel like everyone knows this, Spencer. But anyway, Martin, I went to jail and I got out. Harmon got me out.
Harmon isn't a generous soul at all.
But he got me out of jail.
Yeah, I think Dan bailed Abed out of, you know, not like he helped you out in a lot of situations like that, right?
What?
Yeah, pretty much. But
I remember hearing about this.
was like he.
Tell me the story, you and Harmon with jail.
No, I was in jail for like a weekend, and Harmon came to get me out. And when he went there, because the guy, he's like, I do a TV show on NBC, and the guy goes, oh, I love that show. And he was talking about Modern Family, and Dan's like, no, it's Community. So he got the show wrong. That's the story Dan told me. But him and Dino were there, and they couldn't find me. Like, they were trying to find me. Like, the system was old, like broken down.
Oh.
And I was at this like tower where they put you because I had asthma. So you're with the special, like, people that like they have to keep under watch. So I wasn't in the normal jail. And so then Dan got me out. That's the story. And he drove me home.
That's
And I told
incredible.
him, like, I made friends with a tough guy in there.
Wow.
Well, there was a guy that was scary, but like, you just make him laugh and he's your friend.
And you were
Like,
bailed
hey,
out.
look at this guy here. What's his problem, huh? And then
Wow.
he laughs. You got a friend. I've told this story too many times. Like,
I can almost smell that story.
I have a friend who he went to jail, and I was like the only person who contacted him.
Oh, you told me the story.
What happened?
Well, allegedly, whatever. His story is that his dad got really drunk and attacked him and he fought back. And so he was fighting his drunk dad, and his mom freaked out and called the cops. And then
oh, and they
like,
arrested the son.
Yeah, they like said like he started it or something like that. So he got arrested, and he was in jail for like multiple months. And
What?
the thing is, I only know him through the internet, and
Wait, you visited him. How did you visit? So you visited him in person, even though you'd never met in person.
No, I didn't. Like I talked to him online, and I just think I knew that maybe cops were gonna come, and then I was like, wait a second, I haven't heard from this guy in a while. And I went looking,
This
I
is
like
like
looked
one
up
battle
his,
after another.
yeah, like I looked up his name online and found it in like a in a record, like an arrest record, and I found where he was, and I just you found like an account that you put money in and you could send messages, so I started texting him.
You're
And
kidding.
yeah, it was crazy. And he
Wow,
had a
you were
bad
like
time.
his life raft.
I sent him a bunch of money.
Wow. That's amazing, Spencer. On that note, Kevin, let's look at a commercial. All right. We'll watch a commercial now. That was a great story, though.
Not as great as this commercial.
The yummy fruity pebbles and apples. Oh, here comes you know who.
Why isn't it showing the?
We can't see any
video of this.
Hungry.
Oh no! I remember this commercial.
Your pebbles.
Let's rewind it.
Happy holidays, pal.
Oh, Fred.
Fruity and cocoa pebble cereal.
Do you want us to skip to the next one? I don't know what's
Yeah,
wrong.
let's go to the next one. I guess it won't play.
Man,
All
I
right.
remember that at a ho ho ho. I'm ha ha hungry,
Yeah, it's
man.
like a famous Martin. It's about Fruity Pebbles and Fred and Barney, you know, like Bonnie. Hey,
All
Fred,
right,
I'm gonna get your pebbles.
let's try the next one. Hold on. That's my
Holidays, I
favorite.
want to be with
Here
my
we go.
family, so I'm all for anything that helps cut down on the time I spend hunting for gifts for friends and out-of-town relatives. That's why I bought these Safeway gift certificates. You can get them
Oh,
from
that's a lot.
$5 to $25, and the people you give them to can buy what they want.
And you don't even have to wrap them.
We just mail them with our holiday cards.
Safeway gift certificates, so I'll have a little more time with them.
Everything you want from a store and a little bit
A kid could not stay still.
That the white the mom looked like Estelle Getty, right, Kevin? I thought it was like
Yes.
totally like, hey, what are we doing here? Give me those certificates. Martin, did you want to go to Safeway, Martin, when you saw that? Like,
I thought that mom was a little kid at first, was a young boy. A totally different perception. It's weird. We all have different, through a different lens, we look.
Were you like, and then when you started talking, you're like, wait a minute, that's not a boy.
I couldn't, I just was in a different world.
Yeah, I
That's
mean,
it.
look,
It
what?
just it goes to show, you'll be arguing with someone on the online, about something, and then you go and you realize there's someone who they thought that was a boy, and you're arguing with them.
Not arguing.
I'm
I
just
was
no, I'm
just.
just saying, like around the world, anytime you get mad, they're like there's someone like that, who knows what they're saying,
Well, I like that Martin
Exactly
is
right.
telling us how it is because he's just fiery, you know, and I, you know, I'd rather Martin you be bold and say, I mean, look,
Oh, yes.
that's a perspective that I think we need in life because I just thought she looked like Estelle
Well, the
Getty.
best thing you said tonight, I think, is w earlier with who's the guy that said Star Wars? What's his name?
Oh, George
George
Lucas, yeah.
Lucas.
Lucas was, you said he's doing the same scenes over and over and over again. I can't believe that we watch all TV and shit like that. It's just permutations of the same fucking thing over and over and over.
Well, the same
That's why
episode
we've
of a
gone crazy.
sitcom,
Everybody's mad.
every sitcom has the episode where they find a lot of money. Oh, there it is. He's got, okay, here we go. We'll save that for
Oh.
later, Kevin.
Okay.
But you have that commercial now. We tried to play a different commercial, everyone, and then it didn't. So we played, you know, out of order, but that's fine. So now where was I? Oh yeah.
Sitcom
Oh yes. So
trope
every
of
sitcom.
finding that family finds a bunch of money or wins a lottery, something like that.
Every sitcom has that. It's crazy. Their version of it.
I
Like
think.
in Perfect Strangers, they find a garbage bag of money, you know, that's not theirs. And then in What's Happening, the character writes a story about two kids that find money.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the studio steals his story. Remember, Kevin? That's a great episode.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know Kevin knows what's happened. It's like a show from the 70s that I'm obsessed with. Rerun, Roger. Anyway.
I feel like we watched all the same shows.
Yeah.
For sure, Kevin. You know what? Kevin's my favorite show now is Maniac Mansion.
Wow. I need to rewatch that. I have not watched that since I was a kid.
Eugene Levy created it with two writers from SCTV, and Joe Flaherty's like a dad that he invents stuff, but he's terrible. He has one that's like a chair you jump into so that you can vacuum underneath. So the chair's off the ground. So it's like awkward just so you can vacuum.
That's good.
It's the funniest shit I've ever heard of. Oh boy. Oh man, my stomach.
So Maniac Mansion, was that based on the video game?
Yes. It's based on the video game, and then Day of the Tentacle is the same world.
It's right, like a, but that was a game. Video game. But Eugene Levy made a Maniac Mansion show based on the video game.
Yeah, Martin Short's in an episode where he's like a friend who visits, who's a celebrity, and he's like has a drinking problem. Because one of the characters is a fly. So he sees the fly and thinks he's having like DTs. You know, he's like, oh boy! I'm cracking up over here. Like, it's great. And then they have an episode that's live. They do live, but then like it's funny because I think the mistakes they make are on purpose. You know what I'm saying? To like add, so it's like comical. Like he'll get out of a chair and then he'll go back and be like, oh, whoops.
I'd have to see it.
Yeah, it's great. It's a Canadian show. It only like about three seasons, but it was on like Family Channel, right, Kevin? Remember Family Channel?
Yeah.
It was like they had Big Brother Jake and all the exercise like shows. Big Brother Jake. It was like an exercise guru guy who lived with a bunch of kids. He had like seven kids.
See, I grew up in this really small town where we only had like our cable system could only handle 30 channels.
Yeah.
So we would have a lot of channels that were like during the day it would be one channel and at night it would be another channel. You know,
I remember Family Channel like only had like shows like Maniac Mansion and like, you know, just something random like, what was it? Like an old Western show or something. Like they just didn't have like the budget to get like good sort of like reruns.
Yeah. Like, and then, we got the cartoon channel during the day. But then at 7 p.m. it switched to the Game Show Network or something. So like we missed like South Park and all that stuff unless they happened to show it like on a weekend during the day or something because we never got to see nighttime. Like we never saw like Adult Swim kind of stuff.
Yeah. I watched that stuff because my parents had it. They had like the satellite thing. So we had like 90 channels because I remember watching IFC and remember The Box? The music, whatever it's called. Yeah, there was a thing where you could just like request a music video and it would just be playing like it's like the radio where they just play requests. So they'd play like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, remember Kevin, for like a whole day. Like you'd just see that video.
Really?
Yes.
Nothing but a G thing. It's my favorite.
This was called The Box?
It was called like The Box.
The Box, the video you can control is what they
call it. The website?
No, it was a channel.
It was like, a channel where you could call this like 800 number to request a song, but also to give you an idea of how old this was, you could go onto AOL and there'd be a chat room where you could talk in, and then like on the right side of the screen, everybody at home could watch the chat room for most of the people who didn't have AOL at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it was like ahead of its time, and I remember it, but like I just remember getting frustrated from seeing the same video for like the 50th time, you know?
Yes.
Because it would be like a rotation of like, I think five or six. So you'd see nothing but a G thing about like four times. You know? something like that. But that math might be a little bit off. But Kevin, we're speaking about music videos. Let's look at No Tango Dinero.
Okay.
This is by my favorite band, you guys, of all time.
What is it?
They're called Riggiera. It's gonna be super loud.
Wow. Are they Italian? Great.
No tengo dinero. Oh. No tengo dinero. No, 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 no. No tengo dinero.
Oh. I don't know what's going on with them.
I think they don't have money.
No, they're very... Wow.
Like, they're Italian, like the
same. This is all Mexican.
Oh, so they get Spanish. It looks like a bad SNL skit. You know, like it would be Fred Armisen and
I like it. They're having fun.
I'm a huge fan. Their other song, you guys, is my other. At some point we should try to watch that Mambo Tala Playa. Playa.
Wow, this is killer.
I like the ghost in the background.
Look at the ghost.
Like, there's a ghost in the background. And it looks like to me they're just running. Right, Kevin? Is that what the story is? They're just like, it's like in slow motion, right? They're running away.
There's a lot of metaphor going on here that I don't think I'm smart enough to pick up on.
Have you translated the lyrics, Kevin? Because I did that with their other song, and the lyrics were so insane. Yeah, see, they're running from the ghost. You see right there, he's running. They're getting away, but it's ghost-like logic.
But the ghost doesn't seem like she's really, like, after them.
Well, it's because their song is, like, distracting her. You know what I mean? Like, because she's dancing. She's just showing her how it's done. She's like, everything's running, like they're running away. I think it's, like, a crazy ghost logic where if you sing a song, time slows down. So they're able to kind of like get away, but like they have to kind of run at some point. See, that's what this is. It's like they're trying to run.
I mean, it does sort of feel like one of those dreams where you're trying to run away and you can't. Yeah, I get it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we've all had those dreams, and like,
yeah,
it looks frightening. Like, the ghost is there, and they never kind of acknowledge it. I think because they're scared.
Yeah, it's weird.
All right, we can get out of this, Kevin. It goes on for another, like, 10 minutes.
I mean, the song is just about how they don't have money.
I know, but I think they're saying more stuff in the middle, Kevin, right? Did you see the lyrics?
Modern luxuries live here in the highest place in the city. let's see.
I told you.
Neo-psychic is the synthetic Eden.
Yeah, it's like philosophical.
Wow.
The other one was about like the end of the world and like the fish being radioactive, like don't eat the fish. So see, read that line again, Spencer. That line blows my mind, what you just said.
Neo-psychic is the synthetic Eden.
Wow.
Like, that is like, oh my, that's, I mean, in the song, it looks like bullshit, right? They're just dancing and singing that one thing. But there's like a crazy deep, like philosophical, like futuristic, like they had these, like, anyway, it was like a pop song, but it was saying the craziest message. Yeah. I mean, isn't that saying like they're praying to the synth god, you know, to like,
wow.
Or yeah. Like it's about like psychic energy kind of. And like, I don't know, the homeland. It's like the homeland, it's a patria de estos te crean, which patria is homeland of estos is like those that believe or something, or like the things that they believe, the homeland of things they believe, or the homeland of beliefs or something. So like psychic energy, belief and thought is kind of like.
See, they're kind of like programmed, right. Like that sounds like social programming, like that they're like dialing into like the people listening to be like, revolt, like become like part of this like synthetic cult, right?
Yeah, the synthetic Eden. Neo-psychic.
Martin, I feel like this is right up your alley, right?
I just couldn't get my eyes off both of their thighs right below the waist. It was like there was reddish, there was like stains on the pants.
like they were conjoined twins that had just been ripped apart. I mean, violently ripped apart. So there was still gore and viscera on both of their legs.
Wow.
I didn't see that at all.
Next time you just look at their thighs.
The ghost was freaking me out. I was thinking about the ghost.
The ghost was erotic and beautiful.
It was otherworldly.
Yeah.
It seemed like kind of fake almost.
It seemed so fake. It was erotic.
Hey, Kevin, did our pop-in guest show up?
No.
Okay, yeah. I invited my friend, but he might not make it.
Scumbag McGee?
Yeah, oh, Scumbag I love McGee. Scumbag.
Well, Scumbag likes you guys. Scumbag's a big fan.
You should text Scumbag, see if he can come on.
Yeah. Let me do that right now. Hold on, my spectacles. These are my bullshit glasses when I like.
So the name of bullshit. That conjoined twin act was Richiera? Richiera?
No, Riguera?
Riguera.
I think it's Spanish, right, Kevin? I they're either Spanish or Italian. I don't know the answer. But
That was beautiful. I loved it so much.
They're amazing.
It's Riguera.
Yeah, put they're it sort in the of chat. Like Depeche Mode. They remind me of
Italian.
Like 80s. Yeah, they're Italian. They remind me of like an 80s. Like, so they didn't understand the 80s and Depeche Mode, like the music, and it's them doing an impression of it. You know, like they're trying to like, oh, we say this phrase, and it's like we're dancing to the beat, and it's like that's it. You know, there's not much going on. We're Depeche Mode singing about depression and suicide and all that cool stuff. Oh, you can't say suicide anymore either. That's what I found out.
What?
You can't say committing suicide. You have to say die by suicide. Right, Kevin? Isn't that the new rule?
I mean, TikTok's rules for what you can say and you can't say seem to change daily. But would track.
They change really rapidly.
I heard that the other day and it drove me nuts because it's like I don't understand. I really don't, because die by suicide kind of sounds like it doesn't roll off the tongue in the same way. It doesn't have an elegance.
Yeah. You know,
well, it makes it sound more of a passive thing that happened rather than something someone chose to do, which is almost like whitewashing over reality. Then
that's why they want to do that. That's like the point.
Yeah, but it like yeah. at a that certain more, point. Sorry.
Yeah. It seems more harmful that way, though.
I think it's very harmful because it's not going to catch on where people like are going to do it. And then also it's just confusing because I don't, that is a, like a niche thing, you know, like suicide isn't like rampant. Like it's not like a huge epidemic, but it's like, I don't think you're doing any good. I think you're just muddying the waters, if that makes sense. But I sound really controversial saying that, but like,
isn't it hilarious though that you can't say things anymore? You can't really.
I'm trying to wrap my head around
extremely funny
logic. This
world is hilarious.
It's hilarious, but I'm confused by this one because I'm like, who am I trying to? Like, I don't understand where the offense is, because I'm like, someone committed suicide. It's like something.
I don't think that one, the suicide thing. I don't think it's necessarily offensive. I think I don't agree with it necessarily, but I think the idea is like, this is a thing, like it's a mental illness that can kill you the same way alcoholism can kill you. It's not just like, oh, this guy was fucking around and died. It's like this thing, he succumbed to this thing that's like a problem in society, which like, I think once you're trying to nitpick on that level, it's like, really, who even cares? Like, I think, even if you say commit suicide, it's like, yeah, they were depressed. Like, we get it. You know, no one's trying to say like, oh no, you know, but I do think maybe that's the logic, but I don't know.
It's a logic of sensitivity. That's what's happening right now. So that's what's so funny about it.
Maybe if I said
sensitive
killing.
Is good. Being hurt is good.
He committed inner killing. If you say
there
like
you go.
Something
that's
like
beautiful. That's
yeah. So then, right, then right. It's more poetic and it's like, I inner killed myself because I sucked in the killing.
What's another word then from inner something killing, a
self killing.
No,
self killing.
Like a, what do you call it when there's a word that plays on itself? Anyways, I want to work on that.
No, I like where you're going with this because
when I said inner killing, I think it was moving you in the right direction of
Yeah, that's right.
like you're almost there, but it has something not quite.
Thing is, most of the words are just like inter, interior, inner, internal.
That's right.
So it's all in kind of.
I like internal killing. That's because that's really like personal. It's in your space. You're in a bubble.
A nice little internal death.
Yeah, and there's no outside deaths that can death you. I'm trying to say it as like non-offensive as Kevin. Kevin, pretend you're one of these people out there that's like thinking all the time about being offended. And are you offended by me saying that what I just said about like I deathed myself from no other deaths coming at me?
No, I don't think so, but I'm probably the wrong person to ask about
Yeah,
that
that's
sort
the
of thing.
problem is we don't have
I'm offended. I'm offended.
Spencer can be offended for all of
Okay,
us.
Spencer will be offended.
Are you trying to
But he's
imply
not,
that you
though.
didn't death anyone else?
I
Because isn't that
didn't death self.
selfish?
I didn't death
Mm.
self.
Shouldn't you be sharing the
Say it again.
death with the rest of the class, Abed? I'm offended that you didn't.
I'm so confused that now you're a teacher.
Are
Now I'm
we
in
not in
Spencer's.
class?
How did
This is
I
kind of
get
a
into
class.
Spencer's class? Oh yeah,
I can
Spencer's the
buy
host.
this being a class.
That's right, because Spencer's the host. Okay,
I'm learning
Mr.
tons
Teacher.
of stuff, I'll tell you that much.
Spencer, Teacher Spencer, I am not trying to death anyone in the class. I wanted to death me. I wanted to death. I don't know how to say it. I'm so confused. Like, I'm trying so hard, everybody. I
You could
really
just
am.
say you want to commit suicide. It's okay, Abed.
Yeah,
No,
you're trying. We know you're trying. We know you're
I want to
trying. That's
lock
what
in.
counts.
I want to lock in, and I want smooth sailing from here on out. So let's see what we can do here. So if I wanted to self finish, delete,
Self-finish.
maybe delete myself. Maybe that's better. Delete
Oh, that's
myself.
good.
What do
That's
you
what I
think?
was looking for, something like that.
I was self-finishing the other day.
Self finishing. You're a self finisher. I'm a
Yeah.
deleter.
Yeah.
Martin, what are you gonna handle? What's your handle?
The self-delete is pretty good. I love that. We should really push that.
I like
Uh-huh.
self delete. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Delete
also
myself.
we should encourage young people to be more sensitive. I mean, that they're not sensitive enough, so that then everybody just shuts up
Hey, Kevin, look
and
for the
stops
song D
talking.
Delete Yourself
Yeah.
by Atari Teenage Riot.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Be more
Kevin,
sensitive so
there's
I
a
could
song
just
called Delete Yourself
read
by
my
Atari Teenage
book.
Riot. Hey, play it for 2 seconds. Or like 5 seconds.
Oh,
There's a song called Delete Yourself. This is our theme song.
the two conjoined twins.
Oh my God, he found it. This is our theme song, you guys.
You were not the video hell. He quickly realized this is not just another video game. Your entire field of vision is filled with another world we see. You're in the game. One day will come if you enter the cyberspace and you never, never want to get out. Because reality is shit and cyberspace is gone.
Delete yourself. Delete yourself.
What do you guys think, huh? Now that's a good
Wow!
That's kind of a sharp turn.
One guy killed himself in the band. I mean, I killed
There's
himself,
another
deleted
sharp
himself,
turn.
deleted
Nice
himself.
callback.
I called it back. Thank you, Kevin. I can't believe how quickly he found it.
Was
So
amazing.
that was a band that they were called Atari Teenage Riot. Every song was like insane. Was like, yo! Like my favorite is
Great.
called it's like Slayer. They play a song with Slayer. Remember that song? It's on the Spawn soundtrack. What's it called? Oh yeah, No Remorse, I Want to
I just was playing that for my grandma last night.
That song, I swear to God, it's in the Spawn movie, which is a terrible movie, but it's Slayer and Atari Teenage Riot, and the whole song is like, imagine having a brain aneurysm, and it's just like your brain telling you, like, you're having an aneurysm. You're like, along to the beat. It's called No Remorse, I Want to Die, and he says it so like, so no remorse, I want to die, like for a long time, and then it's like
Abed, can
crashing.
you pick a note, please? Put it by your computer on a post-it.
Yeah,
Every
right
show
here.
mention, imagine having a brain aneurysm. and say it in every show, and then actually have one in old age.
Yeah.
Oh, and like make that a show. Like that becomes a famous, like,
you'll be a work of art yourself.
Yeah. It'd be hard though to pull, do it on like, I don't think I could just make it happen.
But if you said it on every show, you'll up your odds, you know?
You'll up your odds because we're so influenced by ourselves.
Well, the problem is that I have to do it. That,
every one of them.
You realize what you guys are asking me to will myself to have a brain aneurysm?
Nah, you could do it. We believe in you.
That is a goal, isn't it? Like, I mean, because it's like you go, hey, what do you want to be? Oh, I want to be a fisherman. I want to be an attorney. And then some guy's like, well, you know what I want to do is I want to give myself a brain aneurysm. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that's
and then
a goal.
You'd have to just be like, what the fuck is wrong with him? Like,
all right, you know what you could do? You could say you want to have a brain aneurysm while fishing, something colorful, you know, or while on a pogo stick, you know, something
like a pogo stick.
Yeah. In a hot air balloon would be nice.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of beautiful. Yeah. Or on like a beautiful like ocean cruise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and you've got the margaritas.
Whale watching.
Whale watching.
Gene, there it is.
Well, there's or like narwhals. I'd like to see some narwhals. I want
to
see,
like,
a
see
a
some
killer
narwhals.
Dolphin, a narwhal, a regular dolphin, and a seagull.
Hey, who's done the sketch of being the whales watching the assholes on the ships? Somebody must have done that sketch, right?
It sounds like it should be done now, but I don't there's not one that I can. Kids in the Hall sounds the closest to something like that, you know.
Something like that.
I don't know, because like I haven't seen all the sketch shows. I like SCTV is my favorite.
Oh
like,
yeah,
John Candy, Eugene Levy, all of them. Martin Short.
Did you call SCTV cartoonish in vibe?
Like I've never laughed harder. Or Joe Flaherty, I've never laughed harder. That it's some of their sketches, like where they're just there's one where it's a whole building is like too tall, so it's falling over, and it's just like a news story with all the reporters outside, and then the people in the building are like every sketch from the show is like a different, you know what I mean? Like they're all work in this television studio, you know, so each sketch character is like on each floor.
Oh, that's so funny. I remember thinking there was a difference in the one season. And it just was, it killed me. It was so fucking crazy and different, even though the show was the craziest show ever. And then I found out that season, they had a different producer. And it was Don Novello, Father Guido Carducci.
Really?
Yeah. So check that out sometime. It's fascinating.
I know the show like shifted because John Candy left.
Yeah.
Like he left and someone else left. Also, hey, one episode, like Dave Thomas, he did an impression of what's his face of Richard Harris. And it was it was insanely funny. Like, cause he was doing the like, what are you talking about? Like he was yelling and it was just like cracking me up. Cause it was just so, I mean, that skit, like no one else kind of did the impression as good as him, but it was like eerie. It was like so funny.
One of them was funny. That was so great about it. Every one of them was uniquely funny.
Each cast member was good.
Hey, I got
Martin Short, like there's one where he's Ed Grimley and he's waiting for Christmas and he can't wait and he keeps getting up and like and he looks at the clock and it hasn't changed and he's like, I can't do anything, I must say, like I just, and like that character is just such a scatterbrained idiot. Oh, it's great.
Have you guys seen the movie Strange Brew?
Yeah,
that's an SCTV movie.
Okay, this is the weird thing about that movie. Anybody that I think that saw that movie as like when it was newer, you know, loved it. But you take anybody of any age today, doesn't matter what their age is, if you try to show them the movie today, they're going to look at that and go, I don't get it.
It's the Wayne's World of that era, though.
It is.
Like that, where it's like.
It was those two Canadian characters, right? And it was the story.
Yeah. And they go to the beer factory.
Right.
But like, imagine, you know, Wayne's World, but with Max von Sydow as the bad guy in it, and him giving it 100% in every single scene he's in.
I as a kid didn't know the skit. I just knew that movie, and I thought they were both really funny. as a beginner. Like, because it is like Wayne's World, where it's just two fucking idiots and they're just on like a grand adventure.
two absolute morons accidentally saving the world.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know, I remember in high school watching that movie over and over again, and me and my friends just dying laughing at it.
Really?
But I have not once shown this movie to somebody in the last 15, 20 years and had them even mildly enjoy it. And
Is it because that kind of comedy, like, people don't like the slow burn? Maybe because that movie's just like more like psychological. Like, it's fun. It's not funny like haha, like the Ace Ventura. It's like,
I don't agree. I think it's because we knew the characters, Spencer.
But we didn't.
I haven't seen it
before.
The people that love the movie knew the characters in advance.
But even then, too, I think part of the joy of it was just how low budget it was. Like, the scenery was obviously cardboard in some places, you know, and it was so cheaply done.
Martin, it's sort of like, remember Student Bodies?
Oh, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, because
Ricky Rose directed and wrote it.
That's like, I think that's the funniest movie I've ever seen. Because, like,
like Kevin said, it's a very low
Remember budget when he with... goes click and he goes... Did you just hang up? No, I said click.
And then... and Mickey Rose was my idol. He was my idol growing up.
The Horsehead Bookends, right?
Yes. Mm. And he also wrote Woody Allen's first album.
That movie has a counter when people die, because it's like bodies, like eight, remember?
Yeah. Yes.
And then the movie starts with, he's like the head of the studio and he's like, this movie is like, I strongly disagree that this shouldn't be shown. And then he's like, it's rated R, which means fuck you. Right? He just goes nuts at the end.
And Mickey Rose wrote with Woody Allen the first three movies, the funniest ones.
He wrote Sleeper, right?
No, he wrote Take the Money and Run and blah, blah, and Bananas.
Oh, and Bananas. Wow. Both good movies. But I love that movie. I saw it on Comedy Central. No, I saw it as a kid, and everyone was laughing. And then later, Comedy Central played it. Like, I was watching TV one night, and I remember going like, oh, my God, Student Bodies, what? Like, I couldn't believe they were playing it. And it was I think it caught on and has, like, a new audience because they played it all the time, you know, like on Halloween.
Also, Mickey Rose, who wrote it and directed it, I used to always stay up late or sneak down to watch TV to look at the credits for The Tonight Show. And he was one of the writers for Johnny Carson for years.
Really?
Mm.
That movie.
I wanted to be him.
That movie has like Kevin said, it was so like low budget. You know what I mean? It was just like the most like, this was just shot like with students who weren't even actors. Like everyone's terrible. And then it was like, looks like shit. And then it's like,
that's not true, man.
Sharp and like weird and like
just the guy who was the woodshop teacher, Joe.
Yeah, the woodshop teacher. It's
oh
like
my God, he was the funniest.
It's a woodshop teacher that only wants Horsehead Bookends is the joke, and he's like, "What? Someone's interrupting Horsehead Bookends? Any questions about Horsehead Bookends?" And then because someone just makes something that's good, and he goes, "Oh, it's an F. It's not right."
At any rate, that Richera thing was fantastic. Thank you for showing that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was great.
That's good stuff. And like
Italian disco.
Watch their other video called Vamos a la Playa, because it's even better.
Do you have it there?
We can look it up. We're almost out of time, right, Kevin?
Oh, okay.
Unless you want to go a minute left. But I can have that queued up for our next. We gotta do this again real soon.
Well, can we go like two more minutes?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go two more minutes and look at...
Can you find it on Google, Abed? I'm trying to Google it, and I can't find it.
So, Riguera, and the song is called Vamos a la Playa.
How do you know these things?
I love this band. I mean, I only know these two songs.
Okay.
So.
Abed, did you like Avatar?
Of course he found it.
I like the second Avatar. I didn't like the first one.
Are you going to see the new one?
I'm going to see the new one.
Okay.
I'm totally seeing... I might have to see that next week.
And Kevin found it, huh?
It's tricky because I think there's a remix, but it doesn't matter. Like we'll just get to see them in their.
Oh, there's only a minute. Is it worth playing? What should we do?
No, we have an extra 2 minutes. So we'll
I'm asking Kevin. You're an idiot like me.
Kevin.
What actually is going on?
Well, I mean, it's not that hard to find. It's there's only one Ruggiero.
I think he has it.
Got it.
Here it is. This is it. So this song is how I discovered him. But it's like the same. And you gotta love this cinematography. Actually, I don't remember this part.
It's the same thing.
This isn't the original video. This is final again. This is them on the because that's where I have these weird people. Like, I don't think I've seen this version.
This is the exact same video.
It's the same. They're doing the same thing.
And vamos a la playa. Vamos a la playa means I'm going to the beach.
Yeah. Look at, he's got a phone on his wrist. It's like the Apple Watch. See? He's using an Apple Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what they have, like, cell phones. Because these guys are businessmen, right? They're on vacation. So the song is saying, you want to go to the beach?
Yeah, I'm going to the beach. Or we're going to the beach.
Blew everything away, so it's radioactive, so they can't.
This is the best.
I like the weird blown out colors. Because it looks like shitty, but it looks cool. Like it looks like I'm looking at like a water painting, you know, like watercolor.
Great.
This is great find, Kevin, because you found. I've only seen the video. I haven't seen. This is them on like a show. And this is fantastic. Like,
the radioactive wind ruffles the hair.
Wow.
It is beautiful.
I think this is like Martin's favorite band now.
Oh, it is.
It's good. I'm into it.
They're amazing. I mean, this song, I got so many people hooked on. Like, Callie's a big fan. Like, because she was like singing this one day, like, the whole day.
Satire without being satire.
I mean, there's so, I just can't describe like how amazing this is. Like, because it's simple. It doesn't need like, they don't need a whole big production to blow our minds. They can just do the same dance for like 10 minutes. You know? Like it's a 7-minute song. Oh, people are like, cleaning up. They're like, all right, we've had enough.
Yeah, they're breaking the set down now. They're done.
That's fucking hilarious. Is that what's so bad psychologically to show people? I like that they freeze. Like, I don't understand. So these guys aren't doing that to the music, right? It's like, the music's just there. They're just, like, you never know what they're going to do next. It's, like, fascinating. I mean, I've just watched them, like, so many times. It's like,
thank you guys. That's what a great way to put on the show, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin, that really was a good finish. They are, man, what a group. I like them more now. Like, I'm going to listen to this right when I get off here.
We should end the show right now before it gets worse.
Yeah. Quick.
Well, thanks, everybody. What?
Quick, end it. Quick.
Okay, that's all we have time for. Thank you, Kevin and Martin and Spencer. And Ruggeria.
Thanks.
And all the viewers.
Man.
Have a good Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, Kevin, Spencer, Abed. That was fun.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for joining me.